Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We got the two grand slam coming up at 7:25. Your chance to win $2,000 this morning. More ticket techs piling in. Some reaction to the Pistons draft. And I think I figured out Steve Yzerman. I think it's Steven Stamkos that he's clearing out the space for. The familiarity, the reports that Tampa...
Old friend.
Yeah, old friend. Old friend alert. And the idea that Tampa has to up their offer, according to insiders at TSN. Their offer's not good enough. He's going to hit the open market Monday unless something changes. And Yzerman, suspiciously, is clearing space. He already has space. Why does he need more? Because you're going big game hunting. Ticket Texter says, can they get Kane and Stamkos? And the answer is technically yes, but that would be while ignoring defense and goaltending. I think he wants to still upgrade that area while keeping Seider and Raymond, and I think it would be Stamkos over Kane. I think you pick one.
And there were reports that, you know, they're still having conversations with Patrick Kane's agent as early or late, whatever you want to say, yesterday.
Yeah.
As recent as yesterday. So I'm not ruling that out. I just don't think that Patrick Kane really wants to be here. Or maybe he does, but he's more interested in the numbers and the year than he is, this is where I want to play.
Well, to be fair, I think Stamkos is the same way. He could stay in Tampa for personal reasons.
Sure.
Where he's been his whole career. It holds a special place in his heart. The reports are he'd prefer to stay there, but dollars, years, the business of this, it may be why they don't get Kane, and it might be if Yzerman goes, fine, if it's going to be all about the numbers, I'm going to get the guy I believe in more. 248-539-9797. This one says, guys, I'd love to get Stamkos, but goaltending is the number one priority. That's from Coop. There also are reports, by the way, that Gibson, the goalie for Anaheim, is someone that is being explored. And Tristan Yarry, the goalie, for Pittsburgh is a guy who may be available as well. These are guys on longer term deals that may be available that Yzerman could still trade for. Get Sam Reinhart. He'd be the priciest guy. He's the guy who had the big goal in Game 7. Panthers can't keep everybody. If it's not Stamkos, Ticket Texter says it may be Sam Reinhart. More Ticket Text. Watching the playoffs, simply replacing Kane with Stamkos doesn't do enough for this team.
No, it doesn't. But are you looking at Edvinson? Are you looking at some of these other up-and-coming players for the Wings that they believe are going to be bigger contributors this year than they have been in the previous years? And I'm just curious if that is the route that Steve Yzerman is going, is development of the young players. I mean, please tell me if you haven't heard this story before. Pistons, Wings, Tigers. That they're going with the development of their own draft picks, and they're expecting those guys to be the ones that get them over the hump and actually that extra 2 or 3 points they need to get in the playoffs.
All right, some Ticket Texts coming in on hockey and hoops. Anthony in Detroit, you want to weigh in? You actually, hold on, we asked for this.
Yep.
Let's make sure we give him the floor. Anthony, you like the pick. You're on 97.1.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How y'all doing today?
Good. Good morning.
Cool. So I'm going to give a little context behind the shooting. But to start out with, we know with Detroit Pistons, whenever they win a championship or are even good in general, they're built on defense. Our defense has been atrocious. We really only have one good perimeter defender in Asar. And now we add in another perimeter defender who has been called the best off-ball defender that has come into the league in the last 10 years. So we have to fix defense before we do anything else. It has to be a priority. Now, onto his shooting, because it hasn't been good. We have to add some context there. First, where he was playing, they were shooting behind the actual NBA line. These guys in college are not. Mm-hmm. But that's the very first thing that you have to take into context. I'm pretty sure if he was a little bit closer, that percentage would move up a few points. The second part, his usage when he was playing. Now, I'm not sure how deep y'all get into analytics, but only the best of the best of the best players in the NBA approach 30% usage.
Right.
This man was at 30% usage as an 18-year-old playing against grown men. He was creating everything for himself. I truly believe with an actual good point guard in Cade, that will jump up his percentage as well, playing with somebody who can actually set him up and not making him do everything himself. Now, John, I think you touched on this earlier. The coach, Coach Vincent. He has proven over and over and over and over and over again that he improves shooting. If these guys, him and Asar, can just get to 34, 35%, they can both be all-stars with everything else that they do. Now, I understand that, you know, there were certain needs going into the draft, but just like the NFL, I don't think you should go into the NBA draft, especially top five, drafting for need. You have to go and get the best player. I thought that Holland was the best player. The analyst Hollinger, he said that he thought that he was the best player as well. He went and got the best player available. I can't be upset with that. It all comes down to, can Coach Vincent actually get his shot to improve, which I think he can.
Anthony, I saw someone say he could be end up being the guy who we look back and say should have been the number one pick. I have no doubt that there is a ceiling there. The question, though, is can he reach that ceiling? I think your point about usage is fair. I think your point about the three-point line is fair. But even if we bumped him up a couple points from 24%, let's call him a 27 or 28% three-point shooter, that's a black hole. That's a guy that's going to make it really hard to initiate offense in the half court. And I have serious concerns.
Correct.
And Anthony, I think this is a philosophical difference. I have no issue with someone who says, I want to swing for the fences. I just disagree with it because they've been making those picks, and at some point you have to build a team. At some point, the five guys on the floor have to complement one another, and if they don't, you're not building a team, you're accumulating assets. And I think they've done that too long.
You are correct, but let me just add this one point. If Cade no longer has to guard one of the best offensive players, doesn't that improve him defensively?
It frees him up. Yes, it does.
Exactly. And if we bump him up to 28%, how hard is it to go from 28 to 34%, 28 to 35%, 28 to 36%? Tell me, what was Lonzo Ball shooting in college?
Right. No, we could pull up Vincent's numbers. He helped Brandon Ingram. He helped a bunch of dudes. I know his track record, Anthony. That's
what I'm saying. Right. We have to. The problem is we haven't had coaches who coached in a while.
Listen.
When we actually have coaches in.
You're right.
You see?
The Monty Williams thing last year did nobody any favors. Anthony, can we meet?
Beyond Monty.
We can go, but you want to go up with Mo Cheeks? We can go all the way back if you.
We can go forever.
Yeah. Now, Anthony, let me end it on this with you. I think I'd feel better if you told me they were trading one of these other guys that they drafted recently that is not a plus shooter. That way, it gives themselves a chance to space the floor around a guy like Holland, even if he doesn't achieve the level that you hope he does. So if you told me they're trading Ivy in the next couple months.
I was just about to say that. That's who I think is getting traded. Okay. I think Ivy is gone.
Okay. Listen, there's a way to maneuver this, but the pick itself with the roster currently as it sits, I have issues. You got to sort through those issues.
And
appreciate the phone call, Anthony. Good stuff.
Yeah. And I want to be cautious, too, in regards to the fact that I'm out of patience. And I understand that, and it's going to shape my opinions. I am out of patience with so many of our teams. We were so close to being in the playoffs in hockey. We thought we were there. You bought into that hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me, John.
But we came up short. The Tigers, we kind of bought into it early on, thinking that they could be competitive and compete for a wild card spot. It's not off the table, but it seems very unlikely. And now we're talking about the Pistons, who there's no chance that they're going to be in contention for a playoff spot this year, maybe even 2 years. You're talking about 3 years down the road. And if that's the case, then you do have to give Ron Holland, Trajan Langdon time for him to be able to develop. Now, he can come in. The one thing I do know is that whether it's rebounding, it's defense, it's all about hustle. And you can come in and be effective doing those things while the other parts of your game develop.
Sure.
You guys, I don't want to knock Holland like too much personally, because I do, hey, he could be the best player in a draft. There are many people out there saying that. But guess when that's going to materialize? It's going to be 3+ years. You know, we used during the NBA
Jaylen
Finals.
Brown.
Yeah. How do you copy the Celtics? Okay. Maybe a best case scenario is Cunningham and Holland end up being Tatum and Brown down the road. Guess when that's going to be?
It's going to
be 3+ years, because that's how long it took Jaylen. Jaylen Brown took him 5 years to become an all-star. I mean, it's not that, but the odds. Why didn't the Spurs want him one pick ahead? An organization I trust all day and all night long before him. And that's where I'm like, okay, why didn't somebody else buy his upside earlier?
Yeah.
They tried to trade down. I'm going to use that against them now, even though, and sure. I think they should have, because they overdrafted him. But they tried to trade down and nobody wanted to come up. If people can't see that they reached here, doesn't mean that we're wrong 3 years down the road, but they reached.
Yeah, again, the key here is no one has given up on him. Everyone is going to give him a chance, that of both the team president and the player they drafted, but we have every right to be skeptical given the direction of the organization and the fit. The fit has to start mattering at some point when you're building a team. Couple quick ticket texters. Ron Holland himself said he didn't think he'd go that high. Even he knows it was a bad pick. Texter says, first impression of Langdon, he sees a team with zero talent. For his first draft, he took the highest ceiling. Don't expect winning anytime soon. He wants to do it that way. You assume Cade is part of the Langdon plan. Maybe he doesn't view it that way.
I mean, that's always a possibility.
That's a possibility. And this last one says, I want to make sure the Pistons know the draft starts at 4 p.m. today. Don't get stuck in traffic. Is that true? The second round starts at 4 o'clock today?
Is that Eastern?
Yes. Somebody texted in and I'm like, there's no way that's true. It's true.
All right, live updates today with Mike and Rico.
And then NHL awards at 7.
Okay. We've got the news.
Tiger baseball at 9:15 right here on the ticket.
Out on the West Coast.
And the debate.
And the debate. News and 2 Grand Slam next, 97.1.
Hey, the summer driving season is upon us once again, and the combination of increased traffic, big trucks, motorcyclists, and construction all contribute to the fact that summertime in Michigan has more accidents than any other season of the year. If you've been injured in an accident, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. here's one of the best parts. David will never take a fee until he wins your case. You can speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to his website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
before the two grand slam. Heather, what's in the news?
Well, an 18-year-old was charged Wednesday with lying to police and resisting arrest in connection with the murder of Oakland County Deputy Bradley Reckling. Now, the teen was arraigned in Detroit on Wednesday and pleaded not guilty to all counts. His bond was set at $100,000 cash with house arrest and GPS tether if he does post bond. Two other 18-year-olds were also arrested. They have not received charges yet.
Okay.
Yet.
Yeah.
They're also in trouble with other issues going on with them too, but hopefully they will receive charges shortly. You guys, this was devastating news to me because I'm headed this direction for the 4th of July weekend, but black flies are swarming parts of Michigan and insect repellent won't protect us, which is so devastating. I've been victim to the black fly before, and they're awful, but apparently these biting flies have been swarming northern Michigan, specifically the UP, in numbers that even locals say they haven't seen before.
Uh-oh.
So there's actually two types of flies out there that are biting. It's the black flies and then these stable flies. The black flies are basically the main biting flies in the UP. They're really small, and they gather in swarms. They're like gnats. They're very small flies. But they appear mostly near creeks and rivers, and they're normally in the spring through June, but they can last into the fall. And then these stable flies are less common, but they stick to Lake Superior beaches, the shorelines, like near the pictured rocks if you're headed there. And they're there through mid to late summer. And they're actually known as ankle biters because they hang out low to the ground. And
so you shouldn't have an issue. Because you'll have your jeans tucked into your socks.
I did think about that. That's at least when I'm hiking, right? Like,
right.
No one's going to get at my ankles, which is good. But when you go and you hang out, we go to the beach, right?
Yes. You're not going to be wearing your jeans.
No, I'm not. I've been up there when they're bad, and it sucks.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing you can do. The insect repellent doesn't keep them away. It doesn't deter them. So they're still biting you. They're still coming after you. And I can handle it, I guess,
but
the kids that really can't. And so they say, they say what you should do when you're out hiking, obviously not at the beach, but you could wear like
netting. Yes.
So I'm going to have my socks tucked into my leggings so that ticks can't get me. And then I'm going to be basically
in
just walking around in a full net suit.
You should
just
get the bee suit.
I should. And it's white, so it'd be perfect. I'd be able to see the ticks if they're on me.
Sure. Yes. And
they can't bite me.
And you wouldn't need sunblock.
Very true.
I mean, it serves all purposes.
Dual purpose.
Yeah.
What's the point of being outdoors if you have to build an indoor facility around yourself?
I'm not going to do all of that, but I do usually do
The possibility exists.
Yeah, it does. Lakeside Mall. Oh, it's closing for good this weekend. And it was a place that was near and dear to a lot of people's hearts. I grew up going there for sure. And now the public will have a chance to own some of the mall's interior features if you would like to. You know, some of the fixtures, the furniture, the equipment, things like that.
Does anybody really want mall furniture? That's a lot of people have sat on that furniture.
And it's not really that, if you remember Lakeside, like it's not like individual couches. They were like built into those dipped, like pebbly seating areas. But I'm just letting you know, people will have the chance.
Yeah.
Yes, there was a news release out Wednesday, and developers said that all proceeds from the sale of these items will benefit a local charitable organization. So maybe you just want to give back and also get a little something in return. The exact details of the sale, the date, the time, have yet to be confirmed.
Weren't people trying to walk out with the greenery?
Plants. They were stealing the plants, and police said, you will get in trouble if you steal these plants. So maybe the plants will go up for sale as well. I mean, that's... What are you going to buy? Remember, did you guys go to Lakeside?
Yeah, it wasn't frequent because it wasn't that close to.
Yeah.
We went to Oakland Mall.
Those triangular light fixtures.
I remember it. Yeah, it's been a long time. But
I used to, I love Lakeside.
Are you going to get anything for nostalgia purposes?
No, I'm not.
When does it officially close down?
Sunday.
Okay, you said that.
Yeah, this weekend.
Are you going to go one last time and...
You know what?
Take it all in.
We just spoke to somebody who went one last time, literally to take it all in, just walked around
with
their kids.
There's not much there.
There was only two stores open, he said, in the mall. And there was, I think Macy's is still open. And is there a JCPenney, I think, is still open. But
maybe. So it's one of those, maybe you don't go because then it's going to like ruin the memory you have. It's like the athlete that plays too long. You'd rather just remember them at their peak. Yeah, so maybe don't go.
Yeah.
No. Kelly Stafford recently revealed that she dated a Georgia backup quarterback just to make Matthew Stafford jealous. And while she never named names, a lot of people thought that she was referring to Joe Cox. And she is now apologizing to this man. Now, it seems like maybe he wasn't actually the one she was referring to. Even though, yes, he was there. But anyway, she jumped on social media. She shared this heartfelt message to him and his family, stating that she regretted pulling them into this whole mess. And like I said, because maybe it wasn't actually who she was talking about, because he was already dating his now wife when this story took place.
Boy.
And Kelly did say in her post that their relationship is what she looked up to and was inspired to have with Matthew.
Instead, she tried to break that one up.
Well, she never said who the guy was.
Stop me if you've heard this before. Kelly Stafford says something regrettable.
Could there have been somebody else she was referring to during her whole...
Sure, there are other backup quarterbacks on the roster. Let's just see if we go down and ruin all their marriages, too.
Maybe it was Mike Cox.
Okay. Did she apologize to Matthew for bringing the story up in the first place? Or no?
They did talk. She did address it and said he doesn't care at all. Like, he doesn't have a care about this.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
Because he's not allowed to.
It's time for the two grand slam.
Yes.
Let's do it. It is time for the two grand slam. I said that in kind of a question, like, it is time for the two grand slam.
We answered it. Yes.
Yeah, it is.
Yes,
Let's give
is.
Away some money. Rules are simple. 60 seconds, 10 questions. With each question answered correctly, $25 is given away. If they answer all 10 correctly, they're going to get $2,000. Simple as that.
Our contestant this morning, Eric in Shelby Township. Oh. Eric, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Good. Yeah.
How you feeling?
Feeling okay.
All right. Yeah, we're excited that you're here.
We're very excited.
Yeah.
I hope you win a bunch of money, Eric, and I hope I can help you do that. So your time is your time is gonna start as soon as I start reading the first question. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay, here we go. Who do the Detroit Tigers play tonight?
Anaheim Angels. LA Angels.
The Red Wings traded this player to the Sharks on Tuesday.
Jake Wallman.
Zagreb is the capital of this country.
Pass.
Mikal Bridges played at this college.
Villanova.
This bassist, who is best known as Flea, is a member of this band.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
This Detroit Lions player wears jersey number 77.
Panay Sewell.
Montreal is located in this Canadian province.
Quebec.
Who is the general manager of the San Francisco 49ers?
Lynch.
John Jansen grew up in this Oakland County city.
Clawson.
Where did Eagles wide receiver A.J. Brown play in college?
Ole Miss.
Zagreb is the capital of this country.
Croatia.
You got nine.
Nine of them.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Cool. I know. 77 was either Decker or the guy who was ineligible. The big white guy. I forget his name.
It was a big white guy, but
wow.
It was Frank Ragnow.
Hey, okay. Oh, okay.
Eric, that was...
That was impressive.
Yes, well done.
I had to look
away.
At these guys because I was like, did he just win? Because...
No, yeah, he missed...
Oh, my gosh.
He missed the 77.
Said it. Yeah, sorry, 858. Thanks, guys.
Hey, thanks a lot, Eric. Nice job.
I am so impressed with how you navigated. You even said Quebec, like you were pronunciation down.
Uh-huh.
You know, John and Clawson. We'll go through the whole thing, but nine right. Good
so
job.
Close.
John said Clawson like 5 minutes ago when he was talking about Lake that. That's the only reason I got that.
Oh, I did.
I gave you the cheat code. Yeah.
Pays to listen.
Yes.
Literally. Eric, we're going to put you on hold, and we'll get you all your information, get you paid, all right?
Thanks so much, guys.
All right. Appreciate him listening.
I didn't even think about saying that.
We do lay out the little breadcrumbs if you're listening.
Every once in a while, yeah.
Let's go through this again. The only one he got wrong was the Detroit Lions player who wears jersey number 77. He said Sewell. He kind of knew right away it wasn't Sewell.
Mm-hmm.
Frank Ragnow was the only reason he didn't win $2,000.
Gotta know your rosters.
The Tigers play the Angels. Wallman was traded to the Sharks. How do you say this Croatian capital?
Zagreb.
Yeah,
When he pulled that out, I was like, oh, all
right. And he came back to it and he got it right away. I was impressed.
I did not know that. Did anybody here on the show know?
No. I did not know. Okay.
No. I know Little's Eye Grabs. That's in Bloomington. It's a great steakhouse.
Okay.
Did he beat you guys?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Hands down.
Wow. Before I started reading this, you guys were like, this is so hard. This is going to be, I don't know how this is going to go.
The Croatia one's going to keep someone from winning the money. But it wasn't. It didn't. He got it right.
I thought AJ Brown was a little tough.
Yeah, I think that one was tough. But do you think, I don't know.
What?
Could somebody be sitting there next to him when he passes? And Google.
Hey, well, if they do that, guess. Fair game.
Yeah, we're not policing that.
But
he answered so quickly everything else. Nobody was helping him with
No. Yeah. No, but the one he passed on, I mean, who in the hell would know?
Well, a lot of people are going to Croatia. I know somebody had...
Why? Vacation spot, right?
Beautiful.
Is it really?
And that's where, what's the show called that everyone watched? Is filmed? Part of it's filmed there?
What show? Describe it.
I never watched it.
That there's, one?
There's, two words, sounds like...
You know that show that was really popular? People were upset by the
Sounds
ending.
Sounds popular.
I never saw. There was nudity and
I don't know. Now we know why you watched.
What show is that? Why can't I think of the name of it?
Naked and Afraid?
Not Lord of the Flies. Wait, what is it? There was like a... Whatever. I'll Google it. I'll find out.
Wait for text.
Yeah, the text will help you out based on Heather's great description of it was a popular show. There was some nudity during it.
And people didn't like the ending of it. It was like everybody watched the show except me. You watched it.
I did.
Yes, John, I think Lisa watched
from
it first.
Croatia?
It was filmed in, part of it was filmed in Croatia. I swear, unless I'm making all of this up, she was watching it first, you said, and then
Game
you
of Thrones?
Yes!
You described it as a show with nudity?
I don't know.
That everybody watched?
Yeah, there's some nudity in there.
I never saw it.
How about dragons?
I didn't know there was dragons. I've never seen it.
You didn't know there's dragons in Game of Thrones?
No! Yeah.
What is Bronner's? That's along those same lines.
Were people disappointed with the finale of that show?
Oh, sure. The last season, really.
Okay.
Your description was not helpful. I don't ever want to play charades with you.
I didn't know it was even filmed in Croatia.
I didn't either.
Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
Was it filmed in Zagreb?
It could have been.
Yeah.
Anyway, Two Grand Slam is brought to you by Genesis Credit Union. Your next
chance
to win.
Where the red wedding was.
Tuesday, maybe it was. Tuesday, 7:25, your next chance to win. It's 97.1. We are going to get back into the Pistons. Story of the night. They made the pick at 5. A non-shooter. We're going to talk about rivalries. I can't believe this happened in college sports. Are rivalries dying? That's at 8:02. But we're going to have a little fun with this. Can we... Heather's description of Game of Thrones. We have that? This was Heather trying to tell us about a show that was filmed in Croatia. Here's how she went about it. Ticket texter says, I really enjoy this morning show on this station with that girl. I can't remember her name. She does the news, I think.
My brain is not firing on all cylinders this morning, but I really couldn't think of the name of that show.
I had no idea it was filmed in Croatia, which you confirmed at the break. It was filmed in Croatia.
Part of it was.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it was filmed in other locations as well, but Croatia, it was filmed there.
Ticket texter says... Ticket texter Alex in Lansing. Heather, as a fellow person who's never watched Game of Thrones, your description was spot on. I knew exactly what you were talking about instantly. All I've ever heard is nudity and the ending sucked.
I know three things about it.
Oh, what's
the nudity, the
third? The
ending sucked, and there was that coffee cup.
The Starbucks,
that made it into one of the scenes.
I think
scenes.
It was the actual Red Wedding that's the show that the Starbucks... Now, if I'm wrong, I'm sure our ticket texters will say, I'm no expert. I have watched it. But I do. I remember the news at that time that there was a Starbucks cup left in the scene.
Was that the last season that everybody didn't like because it was kind of rushed?
Probably.
Yeah. I agree with
it. It was hard
people.
To see, too. It was really dark. Yeah.
Strange.
Yeah. But interesting.
Texas,
I guess.
The worst description of Game of Thrones ever. Yes, it was filmed in Croatia. Another one says, I knew exactly what she was talking about. Shame on you for not knowing. What other show would qualify? Popular, nudity, horrible ending? Game of Thrones is the only option.
I've never heard of anybody vacationing in Croatia. Mm-hmm. And now that I obviously you Google it, images come up. The coast looks beautiful.
Beautiful.
The Dubrovnik is if that's how you say it. I'm not sure that's how you say it, but it's got the walled old town is how they describe it. And it's right on, it literally goes up to the edge of the water. And I can remember scenes from now Game of Thrones where you're like, that would be really cool if that existed.
They say
apparently it does.
King's Landing on the ticket texter says that King's Landing is the location that they filmed in Croatia.
King's Landing.
Yes. Cool.
Yeah, when you look at the photos, it feels a little bit like it's the opposite side of Italy. So you see like photos of the Amalfi Coast. Mm-hmm. It kind of looks like that with the clear water and the, yep. You know, the cliffs that go in. Mm-hmm. There's a little bit of Greece vibes. I mean, it's all Mediterranean, but I never think of Croatia as this vacation destination, but it looks beautiful.
I think it's becoming a little more popular because of that show.
Well, I'm sure that's a part of it. It probably doesn't help that, I mean, just neighbors with Serbia.
Wait, which show?
That yeah. show. That you show. Know.
Yeah.
That mm-hmm. one.
With the nudity.
Yeah. yeah.
And the bad
the
ending.
Bad ending.
All right. I'm still not over how great he
you
did.
Know.
The two Grand Slam guy got 9 right out of 10, including yeah. the capital of yeah. Croatia. So well done. All right, John. Pistons.
Yeah.
I could tell this bothers you a little bit because of the two of us, people claim that I relish in negativity. You don't even a little bit relish in negativity. You don't want to come in this morning and go, why did they do this?
Because I don't want to wait. That's my problem. As we've talked through it this morning, I don't want to let this one play out. I'm tired of waiting. I'm tired of, well, maybe Oscar Thompson can develop into a shooter. Maybe Jaden Ivey can be a complement to Cade Cunningham. Maybe Cade Cunningham can be a star. We're waiting for all of these things. And then we hear from Trajan Langdon on Friday that what they want to do is add pieces around Cade Cunningham to make life easier for him. That they want to go out there and have shooters that can create spacing. This doesn't do it. Now, this as a single move, yeah, it can frustrate the hell out of you. Now we need to see what is next. Now, I'm not talking about pick 53 today. I'm talking about what happens in free agency. And can they trade? Is it Jaden Ivey? Is it Jalen Duren? Is it Oscar Thompson? Who is on the trade block to go and get some of those contracts that people want to get rid of in veteran players that are established that could create some spacing? They're not going to be guys that are going to take you to the next level and be long-term, you know, deals, but can they make it a much more fun product to watch? Because last year was painful.
They're going to use some of that cap space to absorb bad contracts. We've heard that directly from Trajan Langdon. So it's not like they're going to dump $60 million into Ray Allen and Steph Curry and the greatest shooters of all time. They'll get some floor spacing. I have no doubt about that. I believe Trajan when he says that. But when you're pick in the draft, these are supposed to be foundational pieces, cornerstones. You have a roster of non-shooters and you take a guy who shot 24% from three in the G League.
You also have a roster of people that don't play defense. So he adds
fine,
that.
Fine. But that was the same thing with Thompson a year ago. Asar Thompson was going to be this wing who maybe he couldn't shoot, but he was going to defend. They took another one of those guys and they've continued to take high upside guys who can't shoot in each of the last four drafts around Cade Cunningham. So I wonder, are they just going to waste Cade? And I feel bad for Cade. And it's not over. Holland's career isn't over. He's not a bust. This isn't overreaction radio. Langdon is now not some disaster of a GM president who needs to be fired. But waking up the morning after the draft, they took another guy who doesn't help Cade Cunningham, who doesn't help space the floor, who doesn't play modern NBA basketball. And that is an issue. In a vacuum, him by himself could be a good player. You're building a team that has been ignored for years, and it feels like it was ignored last night by Trajan Langdon. Ticket Texter says he reminds him of Donovan Mitchell from Louisville. People said the same thing, not a great shooter. Says the spacing in the NBA will help him grow into something special. Here's the problem. There's no spacing for any of these guys. Like, if one of them couldn't shoot, but they had four guys around them, they could,
yeah,
you know, have a chance to excel. But Ivy is a below average 3-point shooter. Thompson is a bad 3-point shooter. Duren is a center. I'm not holding it against him. He's not a shooter. And now Ron Holland is not a shooter. That's four guys that you cannot play together with Cade Cunningham, and those are the picks you made in the first round. Those are the cornerstones. They can't play together. Does anybody see that as an issue, that the players you are building around can't play together? And this is why I don't want to overreact. Maybe there is an Ivy trade coming or a Duren trade coming, sure, and Holland will be one of very few non-shooters on the final Trajan Langdon roster. But the first move that we are judging today, the only move we can judge today, feels like it was done with no regard to floor spacing and fit.
And, I mean, Coach Vincent, shooting coach.
A lot of pressure on him.
Well, I mean, work's cut out for him. All right, here's what you're working with. Now go fix it. Make it better. And we don't even know who the head coach is going to be yet. But, I mean, that'll sort itself out here. I'm guessing maybe in the next week we should have an idea of who the next head coach. But there's honestly, if it's not going to be done by the draft, what's the hurry?
Right.
Other than when free agency opens, you want to be able to sell to a free agent. If that's the route you're going to go, here's who you're playing for.
Tom just walked in some ticket text. The first one says, listeners, do you care more about Croatia or the Pistons?
It's a great question. I would say Croatia.
If we made it a poll question, I don't think the Pistons would do very well.
I was doing some research there about Croatia because I wanted to make sure I was right.
This is great.
You know, the reason, I think it was a late coming new touristy type place. It makes sense. It's across the Adriatic Sea from Italy. So it's got roughly the same climate. Yeah. You said it's part of the Mediterranean, the larger picture. But, you know, there was a lot of unrest over there.
Yeah.
It used to be part of the former Yugoslavia. And now that peace has been in place for several years, it would make sense that it can now become a place.
How it looks beautiful.
And people get naked there.
Apparently, yes, they do.
Well, I mean, if it's warm enough, why not?
A couple more texts on that. It says, popular, nudity, terrible ending. Why is Heather talking about porn, Matt, in a car?
Well, we're supposed to be happy.
You're doing it wrong. Sopranos fits the description as well, although maybe that's up for debate. So some people are trying to guess where you were going. We know it was Game of Thrones. Any more on Croatia? No, there actually are some Pistons ones coming in. A veteran player that can shoot, like Bogdanovich? Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the problem here. Texter says, I'll play devil's advocate. Ron Holland was the number one high school player. Some analysts think he could be the number one player in the draft. That's from Joe.
Right, and that's where I'm trying to check myself in regards to not loving this pick, simply because I don't want to wait for an 18-year-old, because he's not going to come in. He's not LeBron James. That's the last time you saw an 18-year-old come in and have any type of influence as a rookie. Can he have some good moments? Sure. Will he develop into a good player? I have no idea, but it's going to take time.
Ticket Texas says, great, another Holland to torture Costa.
Yes, I know. Well, the other Holland might not be around to torture you anymore.
I think Edmonton's moving on.
Sounds like they're not going to renew his contract, and he's going to be looking for a new opportunity.
Damn shame. 248-539-9797. We have Pistons callers that want to weigh in, reacting to the pick. Your first impression, Ron Holland at 5. Rivalries in college sports, dealt a pretty big blow. We'll get to that in the 8 o'clock hour. It's 97.1. For our lives to be over. Sing it, John.
Yeah.
This is your message. Belt it out.
I don't want to wait.
I don't.
For
I'm
the
tired
Pistons
of waiting.
To rebuild.
Now you're going full Stony on that one.
I'm sorry. I'm not going to do a Canada rendition.
You're not going to do a Whoa Canada?
Whoa Canada.
No, I'm so tired of waiting and developing. And I know that if you're talking about the NBA draft, unless you have the number one overall pick or the top two or three picks, that's why we were so bummed that the Pistons ended up getting number 5 in the lottery. But there's a lot of development that has to happen and maturation that has to happen in the NBA, Major League Baseball, the NHL. The only ones where you really see instant gratification is the NFL. So it's going to be a matter of development, really, no matter who you picked, especially in this year's draft. There's not a lot.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We are going to get back into the Pistons. Story of the night, they made the pick at 5, a non-shooter. We're going to talk about rivalries. I can't believe this happened in college sports. Are rivalries dying? That's at 8:02. But we're going to have a little fun with this. Can we... Heather's description of Game of Thrones. We have that. This was Heather trying to tell us about a show that was filmed in Croatia. Here's how she went about it. Ticket texter says, I really enjoy this morning show on this station with that girl. I can't remember her name. She does the news, I think.
My brain is not on firing on all cylinders this morning. But I really couldn't think of the name of that show.
I had no idea it was filmed in Croatia, which you confirmed at the break. It was filmed
in
Croatia.
Part of it was. Yeah. I mean, I think it was filmed in other locations as well, but Croatia, it was filmed there.
Ticket texter said, Ticket texter Alex in Lansing. Heather, as a fellow person who's never watched Game of Thrones, your description was spot on. I knew exactly what you were talking about instantly. All I've ever heard is nudity and the ending sucked.
I know three things about it.
Oh, what's
the nudity,
the
ending sucked, and there was that coffee cup.
The Starbucks,
that made it into one of the scenes.
I think it was the actual Red Wedding that's the show that the Starbucks. Now, if I'm wrong, I'm sure our ticket texters will say I'm no expert. I have watched it, but I do. I remember the news at that time that there was a Starbucks cup left in the scene.
Was that the last season that everybody didn't like because it was kind of rushed?
Probably.
Yeah. I agree with
it. It was hard
people.
To see too. It was really dark. Yeah.
Strange.
Yeah. But interesting.
Texas, the worst description of Game of Thrones ever. Yes, it was filmed in Croatia. Another one says, I knew exactly what she was talking about. Shame on you for not knowing. What other show would qualify? Popular, nudity, horrible ending? Game of Thrones is the only option.
I've never heard of anybody vacationing in Croatia. Mm-hmm. And now that I obviously you Google it, images come up. The coast looks beautiful.
Beautiful.
The Dubrovnik is, if that's how you say it, I'm not sure that's how you say it, but it's got the walled old town is how they describe it. And it's right on, it literally goes up to the edge of the water. And I can remember scenes from Game of Thrones where you're like, that would be really cool if that existed.
They say
apparently it does.
King's Landing on the ticket texter says that King's Landing is the location that they filmed in Croatia.
King's Landing.
Yes. Cool.
When you look at the photos, it feels a little bit like it's the opposite side of Italy. So you see like photos of the Amalfi Coast. Mm-hmm. It kind of looks like that with the clear water and the, the cliffs that go in. Mm-hmm. There's a little bit of Greece vibes. I mean, it's all Mediterranean, but I never think of Croatia as this vacation destination, but it looks beautiful.
I think it's becoming a little more popular because of that show.
Well, I'm sure that's a part of it. It probably doesn't help that, I mean, just neighbors with Serbia.
Wait, which show?
That show. That you show. Know.
Yeah.
That one.
With the nudity.
Yeah.
And the bad
the
ending.
Bad ending.
All right. I'm still not over how great he did. The two Grand Slam guy got 9 right out of 10, including the capital of Croatia. So well done. All right, John. Pistons.
Yeah.
I could tell this bothers you a little bit because of the two of us, people claim that I relish in negativity. You don't even a little bit relish in negativity. You don't want to come in this morning and go, why did they do this?
Because I don't want to wait. That's my problem. As we've talked through it this morning, I don't want to let this one play out. I'm tired of waiting. I'm tired of, well, maybe Oscar Thompson can develop into a shooter. Maybe Jaden Ivey can be a complement to Cade Cunningham. Maybe Cade Cunningham can be a star. We're waiting for all of these things. And then we hear from Trajan Langdon on Friday that what they want to do is add pieces around Cade Cunningham to make life easier for him, that they want to go out there and have shooters that can create spacing. This doesn't do it. Now, this as a single move, yeah, it can frustrate the hell out of you. Now we need to see what is next. Now, I'm not talking about pick 53 today. I'm talking about what happens in free agency. And can they trade? Is it Jaden Ivey? Is it Jalen Duren? Is it Oscar Thompson? Who is on the trade block to go and get some of those contracts that people want to get rid of in veteran players that are established that could create some spacing? They're not going to be guys that are going to take you to the next level and be long-term deals, but can they make it a much more fun product to watch? Because last year was painful.
They're going to use some of that cap space to absorb bad contracts. We've heard that directly from Trajan Langdon. So it's not like they're going to dump $60 million into Ray Allen and Steph Curry and the greatest shooters of all time. They'll get some floor spacing. I have no doubt about that. I believe Trajan when he says that. But when you're pick in the draft, these are supposed to be foundational pieces, cornerstones. You have a roster of non-shooters and you take a guy who shot 24% from three in the G League.
You also have a roster of people that don't play defense. So he adds
fine. But that was the same thing with Thompson a year ago. Asar Thompson was going to be this wing who maybe he couldn't shoot, but he was going to defend. They took another one of those guys and they've continued to take high upside guys who can't shoot in each of the last four drafts around Cade Cunningham. So I wonder, are they just going to waste Cade? And I feel bad for Cade. And it's not over. Holland's career isn't over. He's not a bust. This isn't overreaction radio. Langdon is now not some disaster of a GM president who needs to be fired. But waking up the morning after the draft, they took another guy who doesn't help Cade Cunningham, who doesn't help space the floor, who doesn't play modern NBA basketball. And that is an issue. In a vacuum, him by himself could be a good player. You're building a team that has been ignored for years, and it feels like it was ignored last night by Trajan Langdon. Ticket Texter says he reminds him of Donovan Mitchell from Louisville. People said the same thing, not a great shooter. Says the spacing in the NBA will help him grow into something special. Here's the problem. There's no spacing for any of these guys. Like, if one of them couldn't shoot, but they had four guys around them, they could,
yeah,
you know, have a chance to excel. But Ivy is a below average 3-point shooter. Thompson is a bad 3-point shooter. Durin is a center. I'm not holding it against him. He's not a shooter. And now Ron Holland is not a shooter. That's four guys that you cannot play together with Cade Cunningham. And those are the picks you made in the first round. Those are the cornerstones. They can't play together. Does anybody see that as an issue, that the players you are building around can't play together? And this is why I don't want to overreact. Maybe there is an Ivy trade coming or a Durin trade coming. Sure. And Holland will be one of very few non-shooters on the final Trajan Langdon roster. But the first move that we are judging today, the only move we can judge today, feels like it was done with no regard to floor spacing and fit.
And, I mean, Coach Vincent, shooting coach.
A lot of pressure on him.
Well, I mean, work's cut out for him. All right, here's what you're working with. Now go fix it. Make it better. And we don't even know who the head coach is going to be yet. But, I mean, that'll sort itself out here. I'm guessing maybe in the next week we should have an idea of who the next head coach. But there's honestly, if it's not going to be done by the draft, what's the hurry?
Right.
Other than when free agency opens, you want to be able to sell to a free agent. If that's the route you're going to go, here's who you're playing for.
Tom just walked in some ticket text. The first one says, listeners, do you care more about Croatia or the Pistons?
It's a great question. I would say Croatia.
If we made it a poll question, I don't think the Pistons would do very well.
I was doing some research there about Croatia because I wanted to make sure I was right.
This is great.
You know, the reason, I think it was a late coming new touristy type place. It makes sense. It's across the Adriatic Sea from Italy. So it's got roughly the same climate. Yeah. You said it's part of the Mediterranean, the larger picture. But, you know, there was a lot of unrest over there.
Yeah.
It used to be part of the former Yugoslavia. And now that peace has been in place for several years, it would make sense that it can now become a place.
How it looks beautiful.
And people get naked there.
Apparently, yes, they do.
Well, I mean, if it's warm enough, why not?
A couple more texts on that. It says, popular, nudity, terrible ending. Why is Heather talking about porn, Matt, in a car?
Well, you're supposed to be happy.
You're doing it wrong. Sopranos fits the description as well, although maybe that's up for debate. So some people are trying to guess where you were going. We know it was Game of Thrones. Any more on Croatia? No, there actually are some Pistons ones coming in. A veteran player that can shoot, like Bogdanovic? Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the problem here. Texter says, I'll play devil's advocate. Ron Holland was the number one high school player. Some analysts think he could be the number one player in the draft. That's from Joe.
Right, and that's where I'm trying to check myself in regards to not loving this pick, simply because I don't want to wait for an 18-year-old, because he's not going to come in. He's not LeBron James. That's the last time you saw an 18-year-old come in and have any type of influence as a rookie. Can he have some good moments? Sure. Will he develop into a good player? I have no idea, but it's going to take time.
Ticket Texas says, great, another Holland to torture Costa.
Yes, I know. Well, the other Holland might not be around to torture you anymore.
I think Edmonton's moving on.
Sounds like they're not going to renew his contract, and he's going to be looking for a new opportunity.
Damn shame. 248-539-9797. We have Pistons callers that want to weigh in, reacting to the pick. Your first impression, Ron Holland at 5. Rivalries in college sports, dealt a pretty big blow. We'll get to that in the 8 o'clock hour. It's 97.1. For our lives to be over. Sing it, John.
Yeah.
This is your message. Belt it out.
I don't want to wait.
I don't.
For
I'm
the
tired
Pistons
of waiting.
To rebuild.
Now you're going full Stony on that one.
I'm sorry. I'm not going to do a Canada rendition.
You're not going to do a Whoa Canada?
Whoa Canada.
No, I'm so tired of waiting and developing. And I know that if you're talking about the NBA draft, unless you have the number one overall pick or the top two or three picks, that's why we were so bummed that the Pistons ended up getting number five in the lottery. But there's a lot of development that has to happen and maturation that has to happen in the NBA, Major League Baseball, the NHL. The only ones where you really see instant gratification is the NFL. So it's going to be a matter of development, really, no matter who you picked, especially in this year's draft. There's not a lot of guys where you're like instant impact, unless you are. And Dalton Knecht is a guy that I wanted to here in Detroit at five.
Yep.
But he is a guy that is a great shooter. Reed Sheppard, great shooter. They're going to places where they're also set up for success. I don't even know if Dalton Knecht came here, would he still have that success as a rookie, because he's not going to be put into a roster like he's going to be put into in LA with the Lakers.
It's fair. It's a name we talked about yesterday because he was an obvious shooting fit. He's 23, so he got knocked for his age. How much more can he possibly grow? Whereas Holland is the pick with the ceiling, right? Could be the number one player in the draft. He's got the motor, the athleticism. He's electric. He just can't shoot.
Right. That so you problem, go a low floor or high ceiling.
Right. And we had this debate pre-draft, and I said I wanted a guy who fit this roster, who helped unlock some of the players, Cade Cunningham most notably, who are already here. Holland doesn't unlock Cade. There's going to be a floor spacing issue unless they ship out Durin, Ivy, Thompson, one, two, or even all three of them. And maybe those moves are still going to happen. I do want to be fair about that. But when you draft a guy who shot 24% in the G League from three, I look at it and I wonder, are you just going to waste Cade Cunningham? Sure, he could develop. That doesn't mean anything. Any of these guys could develop. Anybody could improve their weaknesses when they get to the NBA. But his weakness is the team's weakness. And it is something that's held back Cade Cunningham. And it's held back the young core. 248-539-9797. If you want something positive, they didn't take the Tellem client. And Langdon has not yet compared Ron Holland to Halle Berry. So there are a couple positives. 248-539-9797. You guys want to weigh in. Let's get to Stefan and Clarkston. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
What's up?
Good.
Nothing. Just driving to work. So in this draft, I don't really know who was there to really help Cade from where the Pistons were at. I mean, Dalton Knecht. I know you said Dalton Knecht. And Dalton Knecht is a good shooter. He did it for 1 year at Tennessee. He plays no defense. Okay, and I know you just hit on that point. This guy, Ron Holland, is what I think is going to happen is that he's the future point guard. He's a bigger point guard at 6'6". I think you could move Cade to the two where he should be because he is not a point guard. He turns the ball over way too much. And we talk about shooting better. The person that really needs to shoot better on this team is Cade Cunningham. That's who he was, a number one pick. He needs to shoot the ball better. And I think if you get him off the ball as a point guard and get him into the two spot where he should be, that could happen. So I just don't know in this draft where the instant help would have been. With Reed Sheppard, probably would have been the best option if he was there for the Pistons. But there are so many question marks in this draft with a bunch of these players. I think they really thought this could be the number one player in the draft, and it was in the best talent overall. They just need so much help, and I think, this is a good start, in my opinion.
So Cade shot 35%, 35.5% from three last year. It's up from each of the last two seasons. He is getting better as a shooter. I think his turnovers are something he needs to work on, but also when you play in a meat grinder, when the lane's always clogged, when there's no room to breathe, turnovers are going to come in bunches.
Yeah.
Does he need to shoot better from three? Sure, but he shot better from three than Jaden Ivey did. Right? He shot better from three than Jalen Duren did. And I know he's a center, but these are guys who are on the floor. He shot better from three than Asar Thompson did, or that Ron Holland will in his first couple seasons, even if he progresses. No, they need to put guys around him. Bogdanovich is gone. Burks is gone. Those were veteran shooters. They'll probably add those guys. How good were they with those guys? It didn't matter because it wasn't working with the young nucleus.
You know, some of the narrative this morning, they got potentially the best player in the draft.
Maybe.
Okay. Odds of that actually being true?
10%.
Right. People, you're hanging your you're hanging your hat on 10% chance because you got a new GM. Okay? I mean, look, they basically drafted the number one high school player a year later. Yeah. You want to know something? Here's the all decade high school team from 2010 to 2019.
Oh, research. This is good.
Andrew Wiggins, James Wiseman, you know him. RJ Barrett, Jahlil Okafor, Josh Jackson.
Oh no, this isn't good, guys.
Let's see. I can't even read my own writing. Shabazz Muhammad, Michael Porter Jr., Austin Rivers. But the ticket texter wants to point to the one, you know, Anthony Edwards is working out. Yeah. The guy that couldn't shoot. But you just use the odds, 10%. You're hanging your hat on this. Look, it isn't a great draft, but I don't get why they didn't take Cody Williams.
Cody Williams went 10.
Cody Williams or trade back.
Yes, trade back and take Cody Williams.
Well, it takes two. Reportedly, they were trying to trade back.
Yeah, you got to have somebody that wants to trade up.
I don't think it's... Okay, people are going to say, you want to connect, and he went all the way at 17. Must not have been very good. Last year, I wanted Cam Whitmore. He fell. He had a better season than Asar Thompson did. I don't know that there's...
Went to a better situation.
He did. But situation is what we're criticizing the Pistons. This is a hard situation for Holland to come into, right? If you don't shoot well and everybody around you doesn't shoot well, he's going to be driving into the paint with two and three bodies there. It's not good for Ron Holland either.
He's supposed to be the one that can finish. That's his part of the selling point is his ability to finish at the rim.
Corey and Livonia, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. First of all, I love the Dawson's Creek music coming back into the show.
Only the other one that knew that was Dawson's Creek music was Heather.
I did know.
Yeah. Oh, Greg. But I guess Greg
knew too.
Yeah.
That show with those teams.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Pacey. You know.
So my biggest excitement last night was when Woj said that the Pistons were listening to trade offers, and I was like, oh my god, they're going to trade down. And then they show Trajan Langdon, and he's like Brad Holmes high fiving and all that. I'm like, but you don't do that when you're making a trade. So, I mean, again, they need so much that this poor kid, he's not going to do it. I wanted them to trade down. I don't know what the offers were, but any offer would have been better, I think. I mean, basically, you drafted a Sir Thompson again.
Yeah, we heard a lot of the same things. He was the best player on the board, plus athlete, played in the G League, kind of a busted jumper, but don't worry, we're going to coach him up. And maybe Vincent is God's gift to shooting coaching, and he fixes all these guys.
Yeah.
But that's a big, big gamble, rather than drafting guys with more of a skill set that you needed. All right, Pistons.
Pistons talk.
Pistons talk. I liked Croatia talk better.
Yeah, it was more fun. It's more interesting. Learn something.
Belichick and Saban are both Croatian backgrounds, reads the ticket text.
Oh. Well, I mean, I'm not even going to go there.
I was gonna say, what are you going to say?
72-24.
Do you still think about that?
How often do you
bring it up?
I have daughters. It's disgusting.
So this came up in our house the other day, and I said, I can't stop thinking about how John Jansen put it. You are 48 years old.
Yeah.
Your age is the gap between Belichick and this 24-year-old.
Right. I'm exactly halfway.
It would be if someone born today was later your girlfriend in your 70s. That would be very weird.
It's just not right. It's not right.
Yeah. No. It's to say it's cringe is
cringe.
Underselling
yeah.
exactly what it is.
Pistons, Croatia facts. We're going to move on in the 8 o'clock hour. We've got Dear John coming up. We've got college sports and the state of rivalries. You would not have seen this 20 years ago. We'll get to it next, 97.1. For our lives to be over. Sing it, John.
Yeah.
This is your message. Belt it out.
I don't want to wait.
I don't.
For
I'm
the
tired
Pistons
of waiting.
To rebuild.
Now you're going full Stony on that one.
I'm sorry. I'm not going to do a Canada rendition.
You're not going to do a Whoa Canada?
Whoa Canada.
No, I'm so tired of waiting and developing. And I know that if you're talking about the NBA draft, unless you have the number one overall pick or the top two or three picks, that's why we were so bummed that the Pistons ended up getting number 5 in the lottery. But there's a lot of development that has to happen and maturation that has to happen in the NBA, Major League Baseball, the NHL. The only ones where you really see instant gratification is the NFL. So it's going to be a matter of development, really, no matter who you picked, especially in this year's draft. There's not a lot of guys where you're like instant impact, unless you are. And Dalton Kincaid is a guy that I wanted to here in Detroit at five.
Yep.
But he is a guy that is a great shooter. Reed Sheppard, great shooter. They're going to places where they're also set up for success. I don't even know if Dalton Kincaid came here, would he still have that success as a rookie, because he's not going to be put into a roster like he's going to be put into in LA with the Lakers.
It's fair. It's a name we talked about yesterday because he was an obvious shooting fit. He's 23, so he got knocked for his age. How much more can he possibly grow? Whereas Holland is the pick with the ceiling, right? Could be the number one player in the draft. He's got the motor, the athleticism. He's electric. He just can't shoot.
Right. That so you problem, go a low floor or high ceiling.
Right. And we had this debate pre-draft, and I said I wanted a guy who fit this roster, who helped unlock some of the players, Cade Cunningham most notably, who are already here. Holland doesn't unlock Cade. There's going to be a floor spacing issue unless they ship out Durin, Ivy, Thompson, one, two, or even all three of them. And maybe those moves are still going to happen. I do want to be fair about that. But when you draft a guy who shot 24% in the G League from three, I look at it and I wonder, are you just going to waste Cade Cunningham? Sure, he could develop. That doesn't mean anything. Any of these guys could develop. Anybody could improve their weaknesses when they get to the NBA. But his weakness is the team's weakness. And it is something that's held back Cade Cunningham. And it's held back the young core. 248-539-9797. If you want something positive, they didn't take the Tellem client. And Langdon has not yet compared Ron Holland to Halle Berry. So there are a couple positives. 248-539-9797. You guys want to weigh in. Let's get to Stefan and Clarkston. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
What's up?
Good.
Nothing. Just driving to work. So in this draft, I don't really know who was there to really help Cade from where the Pistons were at. I mean, Dalton Kincaid. I know you said Dalton Kincaid. And Dalton Kincaid is a good shooter. He did it for 1 year at Tennessee. He plays no defense. Okay, and I know you just hit on that point. This guy, Ron Holland, is what I think is going to happen is that he's the future point guard. He's a bigger point guard at 6'6". I think you could move Cade to the two where he should be because he is not a point guard. He turns the ball over way too much. And we talk about shooting better. The person that really needs to shoot better on this team is Cade Cunningham. That's who he was a number one pick. He needs to shoot the ball better. And I think if you get him off the ball as a point guard and get him into the two spot where he should be, that could happen. So I just don't know in this draft where the instant help would have been. With Reed Sheppard, probably would have been the best option if he was there for the Pistons. But there are so many question marks in this draft with a bunch of these players. I think they really thought this could be the number one player in the draft, and it was in the best talent overall. They just need so much help, and I think, this is a good start, in my opinion.
So Cade shot 35%, 35.5% from three last year. It's up from each of the last two seasons. He is getting better as a shooter. I think his turnovers are something he needs to work on, but also when you play in a meat grinder, when the lane's always clogged, when there's no room to breathe, turnovers are going to come in bunches.
Yeah.
Does he need to shoot better from three? Sure, but he shot better from three than Jaden Ivey did. Right? He shot better from three than Jalen Duren did. And I know he's a center, but these are guys who are on the floor. He shot better from three than Asar Thompson did, or that Ron Holland will in his first couple seasons, even if he progresses. No, they need to put guys around him. Bogdanovich is gone. Burks is gone. Those were veteran shooters. They'll probably add those guys. How good were they with those guys? It didn't matter because it wasn't working with the young nucleus.
You know, some of the narrative this morning, they got potentially the best player in the draft.
Maybe.
Okay. Odds of that actually being true?
10%.
Right. People, you're hanging your hat on 10% chance because you got a new GM. Okay. I mean, look, they basically drafted the number one high school player a year later. Yeah. You want to know something? Here's the all decade high school team from 2010 to 2019.
Oh, research. This is good.
Andrew Wiggins, James Wiseman, you know him. RJ Barrett, Jahlil Okafor, Josh Jackson.
Oh, no. This isn't good, guys.
Let's see. I can't even read my own writing. Shabazz Muhammad. Michael Porter Jr. Austin Rivers. But the ticket texters that the ticket texter that wants to point to the one, you know, Anthony Edwards is working out. Yeah. The guy that couldn't shoot. But you just use the odds, 10%. You're hanging your head on this. Look, it isn't a great draft, but I don't get why they didn't take Cody Williams.
Cody Williams went 10.
Cody Williams or trade back.
Yes, trade back and take Cody Williams.
Well, it takes two. Reportedly, they were trying to trade back.
Yeah, you got to have somebody that wants to trade up.
I don't think it's... Okay, people are going to say, you want to connect, and he went all the way at 17. Must not have been very good. Last year, I wanted Cam Whitmore. He fell. He had a better season than Asar Thompson did. I don't know that there's...
Went to a better situation.
He did. He did. But situation is what we're criticizing the Pistons. This is a hard situation for Holland to come into, right? If you don't shoot well and everybody around you doesn't shoot well, he's going to be driving into the paint with two and three bodies there. It's not good for Ron Holland either.
He's supposed to be the one that can finish. That's his part of the selling point is his ability to finish at the rim.
Corey and Livonia, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. First of all, I love the Dawson's Creek music coming back into the show.
Only other one that knew that was Dawson's Creek music was Heather.
I did know.
Yeah. Oh, Greg. I guess Greg.
Greg knew
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
That show with those teams.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So, right. Pacey. You know.
So my biggest excitement last night was when Woj said that the Pistons were listening to trade offers, and I was like, oh my God, they're going to trade down. And then they show Trajan Langdon, and he's like Brad Holmes high fiving and all that. I'm like, you don't do that when you're making a trade. So, I mean, again, I'm just, they need so much that this poor kid, he's not going to do it. I wanted them to trade down. Again, I don't know what the offers were, but any offer would have been better, I think. I mean, basically, you drafted a Sir Thompson again.
Yeah, we heard a lot of the same things. He was the best player on the board, plus athlete, played in the G League, kind of a busted jumper, but don't worry, we're going to coach him up. And maybe Vincent is God's gift to shooting coaching, and he fixes all these guys.
Yeah.
But that's a big, big gamble, rather than drafting guys with more of a skill set that you needed. All right, Pistons.
Pistons talk.
Pistons talk. I liked Croatia talk better.
Yeah, it was more fun. It's more interesting. Learn something.
Belichick and Saban are both Croatian backgrounds, reads the ticket text.
Oh. Well, I mean, I'm not even going to go there.
I was gonna say, what are you going to say?
72-24.
Do you still think about that? How often do you bring it up?
I have daughters. It's disgusting.
So this came up in our house the other day, and I said, I can't stop thinking about how John Jansen put it. You are 48 years old.
Yeah.
Your age is the gap between Belichick and this 24-year-old.
Right. I'm exactly halfway.
It would be if someone born today was later your girlfriend in your 70s. That would be very weird.
It's just not right. It's not right.
Yeah. No. It's to say it's cringe is
cringe.
Underselling
yeah.
exactly what it is.
Pistons, Croatia facts. We're going to move on in the 8 o'clock hour. We've got Dear John coming up. We've got college sports and the state of rivalries. You would not have seen this 20 years ago. We'll get to it next, 97.1.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.